Hare Krishna. Krishna is not just our destination, he's also our companion. Suppose we were on a long flight to a distant place for meeting a VIP whom we have never met before. And we go through the flight excitedly and then finally reach our destination. And there we go and knock on the person's door. And when that person, when the door opens, we see in front of us the same person who had been sitting next to us during our flight journey. We had been so excited and so infatuated with the thought of meeting, of the upcoming meeting, that we had paid only scant, hardly any attention to our neighbor. So something similar happens to us in our spiritual journey. That we as sadhakas, we as devotees of Krishna, who are trying to, who want to attain Krishna's abode. So for that purpose, we practice bhakti. So bhakti is like an airplane, which raises us from our present level of existence, present level of consciousness and existence, towards the spiritual, eternal level of consciousness and existence, wherein we attain Krishna's abode and we meet Krishna. So when we come face to face with Krishna and then we interact with Krishna, at that time we realize, when perceiving his sweetness and perceiving his sublimity, that actually this same Krishna was present with us throughout. In the Bhagavad Gita, this role of Krishna as both our destination and our companion is pointed out. Krishna says in 18.61, that Ishvara sarva bhutanam hriddeshe arjuna tishtati brahmayan sarva bhutani yantra rudhani mayaya. Krishna says Ishvara sarva bhutanam, that for all living beings, the Ishvara is hriddeshe arjuna tishtati, is present in the hearts of all living beings, and he is guiding the wandering of all living beings. Brahmayan sarva bhutani yantra rudhani mayaya. So we are situated like a machine. We could compare that to an airplane, and we understand Krishna is right next to us in our own hearts. He's guiding us. So now, when we understand that Krishna is always with us, right now, we may not perceive his presence, but that same Krishna manifests in various ways as his holy name, as his deities, as his scriptural message, and the association of devotees, his love and his affection and his transcendental nature becomes increasingly manifest. And as we appreciate, so if we are too consumed by a longing about the future, wherein we think, when will I meet Krishna, when will I meet Krishna, that longing is very good. But if that we let that longing distract us from our present connection, from the present opportunity to connect with Krishna and experience Krishna. So it is not that Krishna is there only at our destination. Krishna is our companion throughout. He's a companion who manifests in multiple ways through his various devotional manifestations. So to the extent we tune ourselves to his presence, to the extent we connect with him, to the extent we can move closer to him and realize his presence here and in the here and now. Yes, certainly at the end of our life we will attain him. But even at present, if we tune ourselves, if we recognize that, yes, this holy name is Krishna, this scriptural message is Krishna, this deity is Krishna himself, then we won't let our future longing for meeting Krishna distract us from our present connection with the manifestations of Krishna, but rather we can let that animate our present connection so that we can, with that increased enlivenment, move on towards Krishna joyfully. Thank you. Hare Krishna.